Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The Arts South Dakota Artist Emergency Relief Fund was designed to assist creative workers in the state who are feeling the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. Andrew Reinerts is the Community Development Director with Arts South Dakota. Certain criteria must be met to qualify for the grant, and Andrew joins us today with more details. Andrew, welcome back. Thanks for being here.
Well, thanks so much for having us, Lori. It's great to talk with you, even if we can't be in the studio together.
Right, we're keeping a little distance, but yet connecting all the same. For people who haven't put a lot of thought into this, give us an idea why artists have been so hard hit by the pandemic.
Yeah, well, you know, first and foremost, so much of what artists do is create community, and they bring us together. But that's the very thing that we can't do right now. We can't really be together. And so much of art, not only for the performing artists, but also for visual artists and artisans and craftspeople, the summertime in particular and the tourism season is huge. You think about all of the summer arts festivals, the Aberdeen Arts in the Park, the Yankton Arts Festival, the Brookings Summer Arts Festival. This is where a lot of artists make a majority of their income, even if they're visual artists and artisans. Let alone musicians and dancers and theater performers who just can't get together to perform and to really help build their community and to provide that kind of healing and path forward for the community.
Tell us a little bit about how this relief fund is working, and I want to get into how it's different from other sources of support as well.
Yeah, well, we've been really surprised already at the huge outpouring and we've had about 110 people apply already, and it remains open for this first round until midnight on the 25th, which is midnight on Thursday. But it's not just new artists. It's not just artists in certain communities. It's really all across the state. And it's some of our most treasured cultural icons in the state that are all struggling, as well as new artists. We have people represented from over 45 communities. About 25% of those who applied are members of one of the nine Native Nations with lands in South Dakota. And it's really hit a lot of the rural and native communities hard, as well as our major, we often think that the arts happen in, say, Sioux Falls and Rapid City and Aberdeen. But, I mean, I think this is just evidence that there are artists that are making a significant portion of their income from art and from their work all around the state, embedded throughout every community in South Dakota.
I want to talk a little bit, Andrew, about what's at stake here, because I remember the early days of the pandemic when restaurants, were sort of shifting to takeout and trying to figure out, and there was this big call about supporting your restaurant, and I remember really looking around my community and saying, all right, what am I going to be so upset if disappears? And that's where I went to make sure, that I found those locally owned restaurants that I already frequented often to make sure I gave them my business. Because it was very easy to think of what does life look like if this restaurant closes forever. Not only the impact on the family, but just how many, gatherings we had as a family at this place. So I want to talk about artists and what's at stake if the support isn't there, if so many of these artists cannot sustain a business and have to find some other, form of employment. What do we stand to lose?
Yeah, it's a very good question. I think that your metaphor with the restaurants was apt. It was also ironic because in one sense, part of the reason this has hit so much the creative community hard is for those that do find employment in other places as well as with their art, so many of them are in the service industry because it is a flexible job that allows them to do performing or to do their art. And so many of them have been laid off from their other jobs or have had limited hours. Even as we're slowly reopening, they've still been struggling. And much like the restaurants and the other industries, artists, because of the CARES Act, were eligible for things like the PPP loans, the Paycheck Protection Program loans, the unemployment, the PUA. And many have been able to start applying for that. The few that do qualify have been finding that even so, it's taking literally months to get that to come in. There's one artist, a musician in Sioux Falls who has spent, and you know, I can't imagine the volume of calls that the state unemployment office is dealing with, and they're really doing an admirable job of really trying to do what they can. But he's been on hold for a total of over 40 hours to try to get his unemployment figured out. And once that was figured out, the PUA through the federal is going to take an additional 4 to 8 weeks before that will actually kick in. So right now, it's at about $100 or $115 a week of the minimum unemployment until this federal CARES money kicks in. And so even those that were able to find those resources or that live in the large enough communities that they have other people that they can band together with to get info and to do research on, there's still a need for some stopgap solutions for them. But to answer your original question of what does it look like, I mean, you know, just look around you in your communities and look at all the public art. You know, Vermilion, there's a beautiful collaborative mural that's been going up recently. You know, look at so many people that you know that that do so much to bring our communities together, and especially in rural areas and also in the Native Nations, there's so much identity to the communities that are brought through the arts. You look at DeSmit and the association with Oscar Howe and with their plein air event, and then also with the Laura Ingalls Wilder history. You look at Falkton with the murals that they have now. And so many of our Native Nations citizens make a significant amount of their income from traditional arts and from traditional artisans. So if they go away, the souls of the communities go away, and also a huge economic engine for the state goes away. Between all of the, you know, you're finding that already with a lot of communities as their summer arts festivals are canceled, they're realizing just how much activity that really generated in town.
Yeah. In our final minute, Andrew, for people who want to be part of donating to this fund or applying for the relief fund, where can they find out more information?
Yeah, please go to artssouthdakota.org. You can sign up for our email list where we have weekly emails with arts opportunities and during the better times of concerts and things happening all across the state. We also have all the information about the criteria for the South Dakota Artist Emergency Relief Fund there. And we also have a COVID-19 resources page that we've been hosting since the pandemic started that has other resources and other opportunities for organizations and individual artists to find some relief.
Yeah. And people can donate to that fund as well if they want a general place to offer support to artists more broadly, correct?
Correct. Yep.
Awesome. Andrew Reinarts is Community Development Director with Arts South Dakota. Thank you so much. And also a musician who has appeared on Jazz Nightly and on In the Moment frequently. So we're thinking of you in both your roles. Andrew, thanks so much for being here with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Lori. Really appreciate being on with you.